Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I love this time that we get to spend every day in prayer and in the Word. If you don't already have a quiet time with the Lord, I encourage you every morning, whenever you can find time. It doesn't have to be in the mornings, but I feel like that's my best time. Every time that you can find to spend in quiet time with the Lord is amazing and will edify you a lot. I'm excited for today's message. Today, I want to talk about miracles because I feel like people don't see the miracles. Like, there's so many miracles that happen every day. Now, it's not like back in the day where Jesus was healing the blind. You know, there's so many biblical miracles that we can look at, right? And these days, we might not see those as much, but there are miracles that happen every day. And today, I don't want to necessarily focus on one particular miracle. I want to focus on what our response to that miracle should be. Because I feel like the church these days, it's like they see something amazing. It's like, all right, well, that was good, but now let's focus on this. Now let's focus on this. They never give that God the glory that he needs. And today I want to look at what our response to a miracle should be. So we're going to be in Luke 17, verse 11. But before we get into the word, let's pray and let's invite God to join us and be in this time. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, God, that you are a God of miracles. God, that you are powerful. God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, God. And God, I just pray that you'd be here with us. God, I pray that you'd speak through this vessel, speak through your word, God, because we know that your word does not return void. God, I thank you again for this time. Go before us, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so how do we deal with miracles? Now, when I'm looking at miracles in the Bible, there's generally two purposes for the miracle, right? And they're generally in tandem. One of them, the first and most, is to show the glory of God, right? God shows his power to mankind. I am God, right? And the second is generally to serve people, right? Jesus healed the blind. He healed the leper. He healed the lame, right? And it showed that he was, in fact, God, and that he did care and serve others. Okay, so that's the two main reasons. And today, I don't want to focus on that. Today, I want to focus on what our response should be. So we're going to read the story in Luke 17 about the 10 lepers. So we'll start in verse 11, and we'll read through, and then we'll talk about a little. All right, Luke 17, verse 11. Remember, I'll be reading from the New King James. Whatever version you have is amazing. Okay, Luke 17, 11. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that they went. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Okay, I love this story, right? Jesus heals 10 lepers. And it's interesting because only one comes back and glorifies God. And we're going to focus on that one. But look at the other 9, right? The Bible doesn't say that they continued on and had leprosy still, right? They seem to be still healed, right? They just didn't handle the miracle in the way that they should. The one came back, and I love it, with a loud voice glorified God, right? He said, praise God. I feel like a lot of times when we see miracles today, instead of focusing on the fact that God just did an amazing miracle, we focus on everything else that comes along with that miracle. Well, now I got to do this. Now I got to do this. It's like, no, we need to take that time and we need to give glory to God. We need to say, God, you are amazing. This was all God. There's no other way that we could do it, right? There's no other way that this could have happened except that God intervened, that we prayed and we fasted and we did what God asked us, and God was faithful. So we're going to take this time, and we're going to glorify God. I love that in the Bible, it clarifies that this person was a Samaritan. It seems like every time that Jesus says, I have never seen this amount of faith, I have never seen this faith in Israel, it's not about a Jew, right? It's about a Gentile. And this is a Samaritan, right? Which is a low of the low. If you remember the story of the Good Samaritan, right? The Samaritans were half-breeds, half Jews, half the nation that they shouldn't have been with. And they were hated. But all along when Jesus is healing people, it's the Samaritans, it's the Gentiles that he says, look at this faith. He said, go on. Your faith has made you well. I love Jesus said, where are the other nine, right? I feel like a lot of times we're the other nine. The church, we focus on other things. We don't take that time to say, oh, God, you know, we say, oh, God did a miracle. That was awesome. Well, let's move on. It's like, no. We need to go to God, bow at his feet, and in a loud voice say, thank you, God, for this miracle. So if you're in a hard time today, or maybe you just saw God do a miracle in your life, if that's the case, if you just saw God, take that time, explain loudly to others, to your friends, wherever, God did this for me. I know that this was God. If you're in a hard time looking for a miracle like these 10 lepers, you know, there's only a few things we can do, right? We need to continue in prayer. We need to continue in the Bible, fast, right? Whatever God calls you to, prayer and fasting, if it's his will, he'll do it, right? God, if you're walking in the will of God, if you're doing what God wants you to do, witnessing, sharing the gospel, that hard time, God is using that to mold and shape you into the Christian that he wants you to be, right? He told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. So sometimes the answer is no. But know that God is using that to grow you, to get you more mature as a Christian. So no matter where you're at, whether you're just witnessed a miracle, whether you're waiting on a miracle, let's thank God for the things that he has given us every day to survive, to live, to share his gospel. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to read his word. Let's continue to share others the love and justice of our amazing God. Have an amazing day, guys. Thank you.